welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering, and Instagram. So, today's the day of news. I'm going to give you the good news first, and then I'm going to give you the fucking I told you so news after that. So, good news. Those who've been following the Tabletop Events, Tabletop Events is the service that pretty much runs most of the cons behind the scenes, supplies the software, the online interface that people use. They were having money problems. They were having cash flow issues. They thought they were going to close even before North Texas kicked off this year, beginning of June. Well, you know what? They had people support them. They ran an online con, and they had money to get them through to the end of the year. Well, they have now been acquired pretty much by Board Game Geeks. So Board Game Geeks is going to, they're going to still run it. The principals behind Tabletop Events are still going to be running Tabletop Events, but now they're going to have Board Game Geeks behind them. So they should be funded. So that's good news. If you plan on running a small con or even a large con, their software is what really runs, I don't know what percentage, but a huge percentage of the conventions out there. So, what's the I told you so? Well, I said that when Wizards of the Coast started saying, hey, we are going to retcon, we are going to go back and edit earlier 5e releases to take out what we think might be culturally inappropriate references, cultural appropriation. I told you that there's going to be a push that they're going to want to do this with older releases, right? Apparently there is a push to remove Oriental Adventures from the drive-through RPG /DM's Guild Marketplace. Now, this is an article from comicbook.com. Dungeons & Dragons fans are pushing Wizards of the Coast to remove the first edition supplement Oriental Adventures from the DM's Guild Marketplace. Over the weekend, Daniel Kwan, the co-host of The Asians Represents Tabletop Podcast, called on Wizards of the Coast to pull the first edition Advanced Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting book Oriental Adventures from the DM's Guild Marketplace, noting that the book pushed a number of outdated Asian stereotypes. When you buy Oriental Adventures, you show Wizards of the Coast that you are okay with Asian people being represented by blatant stereotypes, Kwan wrote on Twitter. You also know that by having Oriental Adventures available for sale, it shows consumers that these legacy products are to be consumed despite their use of dated and racist stereotypes. Kwan pointed out that having Oriental Adventures available for sale runs contrary to a recent statement recently released. This is bad editing at comicbook.com, okay? A recent statement recently released by the Dungeons & Dragons design team, which stressed that one of the explicit design goals of the current version of D&D was to depict humanity in all its beautiful diversity. Oriental Adventures was originally published by TSR, the original publisher of Dungeons & Dragons, back in 1985. They actually go into it that it was the first D&D supplement to focus on a non-European-inspired setting and introduced the concept of non-weapon proficiencies, which is now a critical part of the game. None of its writers were Asian. Okay, well, you know what? What's the next step we're going to pull? Are we going to pull the Viking supplement, the Celtic supplement from Tui? Right? Again, I have my original copy. I guess it doesn't really affect me, but I did say, once you start saying, we're going to go back and change what's already been published, then you're going to have this. Now, does that mean that they should be pulling all the original 1A stuff, right? Because the 1A stuff has orcs as evil creatures, giants as, well, depending on the species, evil or good, but they have, quote, racial, you know, the alignments are based upon what was called races back then. Are we going to now change that to heritage? Do we have to go back and change these PDF files? Again, I was told by some people in various communities online, yeah, we're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're not going to go back. Well, no. No, they're right. Because it's going to be expensive to go back and change these PDFs. It's going to be cheaper to pull them. Now, the problem is that these PDFs... Well, there you go. I got cut off by the damn program here. The problem is that these PDFs are a cash cow for Wizards of the Coast. And I hope I'm not making an offensive statement by calling it a cash cow. But it is a source of income for Wizards of the Coast that at the initial expense of getting a clean PDF out there or a PDF that's available to do a print on demand, all they're doing is raking in profit. There is no additional cost. There's no product they have to keep. There's no product that they have to print and store. Nothing that they have to write. It's already been fucking written. So, now initially, years ago, when Wizards of the Coast pulled these PDFs from the drive-thru store, it was because of the fear of everything being pirated. Now, are they going to start pulling stuff because it's, I don't know, culturally inappropriate? It is demanded by the Angry Brigade? I don't know. Again, maybe I'm fucking wrong. Maybe I am full of shit. But I said when I first saw them saying, we're going to go back and change prior 5e releases to reflect our new norm, our newfound focus. You really thought this wasn't going to affect older editions? Availability? It's not, I mean, it's not going to change what's on my fucking shelf. Right? And if you own the PDF already, it's not going to change your copy of the PDF. But they can pull it from the marketplace. And all you're going to do is tell people, hey, find it online. Download it, quote, illegally, right? That's what you're going to encourage. It's out there. You know, the genie's out of the fucking bottle. That's the great thing about the internet. You know, you really can't erase the past. You can't go back. You can change future PDFs and future releases of these print copies, but all you're doing is making the original print copies more valuable. Right? It'd be interesting to see where this goes on. And now, by the way, fans of Dungeons & Dragons. Now, one guy chirped up. And I guess I had a few people that responded on Twitter. That is not the community of D&D saying, well, pull down Oriental Adventures. It's evil. No, that's not what it means. But it does mean that as I am speaking, right before I did this podcast, it was still up on drive-thru. But who knows? Oh, it's a Mithril seller too, I think. You know, so it's made them thousands and thousands of dollars. Maybe tens of thousands of dollars. And, if they can't sell this old stuff because it's culturally inappropriate to the new sensibilities, well, they could scrub it, right? Couldn't they? And wasn't there, I didn't play 3E. I owned some of it. Wasn't there an Oriental Adventures for 3E? Maybe I forget. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I guess, yeah, you gotta pull the Karator setting, right? And, wasn't there a setting for, like, I don't know, like an Inca Aztec type setting back in the old box Matika, something like that. Probably got to pull that now, right? Shouldn't be available in drive-thru if it is. I don't know. Folks, as always, maintain your social distance, 6 feet. Take a 10-foot pole and cut off 6 feet. And now you got your 6-foot pole. Wash your hands 20 seconds. Soap and water or scale gel. Cover your face, your mouth, your nose. Listen, just use your common sense, all right? I want you all to be safe. A lot of parts of this country now are surging in their COVID-19. So do what you can to stay healthy yourself. On that note, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all, God willing, tomorrow. Later, folks.